You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 all.
Hello, Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I am Jeff Snyder of Baseball Central, along with Vince Semperio of Chavez Ravine Fiends. Vince, how are you?
Jeff, I'm good. It's a Tuesday. Well, we just finished a Tuesday that felt like a Monday, so now we're on a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday. But also feels like a Wednesday or a Thursday. I don't know. I'm all jacked up.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to tell which day gets skipped in a short week because Friday will definitely feel like a Friday.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know if it's Wednesday or Thursday that gets skipped. But either way, it's we're halfway through a short week, I guess we'll say. Or by the end of today, we will be. So not a ton happening in real Dodger news, but we have some Dodger adjacent news to talk about. We're going to talk about the LA City Council's vote to basically demand that Major League Baseball declare the Dodgers the world champions of 2017 and 2018. We'll talk a little bit about that. And before that, we'll talk about the Hall of Fame results, which none of the former Dodgers made it, but there's two new Hall of Fame members. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, we want to remind you, please subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. All right, Vince. So there's two new Hall of Famers. One who has almost no relation to the Dodgers at all in Derek Jeter. And one who never played for the Dodgers but played against the Dodgers plenty because he spent his whole career in the National League, including his best years in the National League West. That's Larry Walker. Jeter was one vote shy of being unanimous, which we'll talk about in a minute. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Larry Walker. What were your thoughts on Walker getting in?
Yeah, I saw Larry Walker play, but I don't think I was old enough to kind of really realize what, how good he was or anything like that. I just remember those Rockies teams in the late 90s with Castilla and Galarraga and Walker and all them. And so I'm glad he got in. He seems to have a lot of support from the right people, and I'm glad that Derek Jeter is not getting in alone because that guy gets enough attention as it is.
Yeah, I was definitely glad that for a lot of reasons I was glad Walker got in, but yeah, the not having Jeter alone was definitely one of them. I was kind of hoping you'd get Bonds or Clemens or Schilling along with Jeter, just to, that would make a lot of Jeter lovers sad. But, that didn't happen. But Larry Walker, super deserving. And, his career numbers do get discounted a lot because he played for a long time in Colorado. But he was also very good in Montreal before he went to Colorado. He got MVP votes in two different seasons in Montreal. And then he was very good the last couple of years of his career in St. Louis. And so, he was a guy who, you can park adjust numbers and you can kind of guess, kind of put guys on the same scale. It's never perfect. But offensively, Larry Walker was an elite hitter. And defensively, he won five or six, maybe seven gold gloves. He was a great right fielder. I guess one Dodger connection for Larry Walker, he had that famous play at Dodger Stadium where he forgot how many outs there were. Do you remember that one? Mm-hmm. He handed the ball to a fan in the front row down the right field line. And then when he realized it wasn't the third out, he had to go back and grab the ball from the fan to throw it in. So there's a Larry Walker baseball memory or Dodger memory. Derek Jeter wasn't unanimous. There was the one person, we don't know who it was. We might never know. It's still currently up to the writers whether or not their votes become public. And some writers have already released their ballots. Others, 2 weeks after the vote is announced, anybody who said, I want my vote public, then it will become public. So there's a chance that whoever didn't vote for Jeter will be public, but my guess is I feel like a lot of people got peer pressured into voting for Jeter, not wanting to be the only person who didn't. So I assume whoever was the only person who didn't probably didn't check the box to make their vote public, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's really only two extremes on this one, is that a writer did it for attention and an article will be coming out in the next couple of days on why he didn't vote for Derek Jeter, or it's just one of the old white men of baseball writer that, you know, they didn't vote for Jeter for whatever reason it was, and we're never going to know who it was.
Yeah, the one legitimate reason I could see for not voting for Jeter, and I don't know if this was the case here, was if you actually thought there were 10 other deserving candidates on the ballot, and knowing that Jeter didn't need your vote. I do know Sean Foreman, who created Baseball Reference, he is a voter, and he was very tempted to do that because he had, you know, 12 or 13 guys on his list who he thought deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And so he thought about doing it, but basically he said he did get peer pressured. He didn't want to be the only guy who didn't vote for Jeter, so he voted for Jeter. I kind of wish Jeter had retired a year or two earlier, because I don't think he would have been even this close to unanimous in previous years. Mariano Rivera was unanimous because he was head and shoulders the best relief pitcher ever. And when you're indisputably the best ever at what you did, it's hard to vote against you, and he's very likable. Derek Jeter isn't the best shortstop ever. Some people will tell you he is. But he's probably a top 10 shortstop in baseball history, probably a top, between 50 and 100 player in baseball history, definitely deserving of the Hall of Fame. But I think in some of the previous years with the loaded ballots that they had, I could easily see 6 or 8 people saying, you know what, Jeter's going to get in easily. I'm going to give my vote to somebody else who needs the help more.
Yeah. I've never been part. I mean, I'm not in love with Derek Jeter like a lot of baseball fans are. Appreciate it, but it's just one of those. Well, I've never liked the Yankees, and then growing up even less, I liked the Yankees, and it's one of those where he, rightfully so, he gets elevated to where he's at. But also, he's just he's a Hall of Fame player, and everything else was just a product of the system of the Yankees. If he was drafted to the Royals or something like that, he would have just probably been a Hall of Fame player, but nothing more than that.
Yeah, and he's definitely deserving Hall of Famer. So that'll be good, joining the guys who were voted in by the Veterans Committee. Was it just one this year?
I don't even remember.
I think it was one, and I can't remember who it was now. Ted Simmons got in. Was he the only one? Maybe there's one other one. Anyway, so there will be 3 or 4 guys getting voted in. So I think that's all we have to say about that, right?
We did have one question from John Herrera on Twitter and JM Herrera ATC, and he sent us the list of players that will be first-year guys next year. And I don't know if you have it pulled up, but it does not look like there's going to be any first-ballot Hall of Famers next year. So that may give a push to Schilling for sure, and Bonds and Clemens for sure. I don't know if Bonds and Clemens will get enough to get over what they need, but Schilling should for sure get in next year, and it'd be a little awkward if he was the only one that got in.
Yeah, looking at the list, there are some very good players. There are some guys who had Hall of Fame peaks. You have Tim Hudson, Mark Burley, Barry Zito, some of those guys, even Shane Victorino was very good for a long time. So a lot of Hall of Fame peaks, but there's definitely, I don't think there's anybody on this first-timer list for next year who will ever get into the Hall of Fame, let alone first ballot. I mean, you could see maybe a Veterans Committee someday voting in Mark Burley or Tim Hudson or something, but it doesn't. There's definitely no competition for these guys coming up next year, but there was less competition this year, and Bonds and Clemens both barely made a dent, so it might just be that they have peaked. They've gotten as high as they're going to get. So I think Schilling will get in next year. But Bonds and Clemens, they might have to wait for a Veterans Committee or maybe just never get in.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about Arizona, shall we, Vince?
Let's do it.
Arizona is where the Dodgers have spring training, along with 14 other teams. the Dodgers and White Sox are in Glendale, and then the other teams scattered around the Phoenix area with about an hour total between them all. It's a great place to go for spring training if you want to see the Dodgers or if you want to see a lot of teams. Vince and I, we've talked a lot about this the last couple of weeks, and we're going to keep talking about it. It's a great place to be in the springtime. The weather's beautiful. It's where we met. So if you are going to spring training, hit us up on the DMs and we will pull up Google Maps and we'll send you a screenshot of exactly where we met so you can relive that moment for us.
Yeah, we'll give you the latitude Vince, and longitude.
We could do that. I'll get coordinates. Maybe, in fact, on tomorrow's episode, I promise to have coordinates for you for the exact spot where we met.
There you go.
But Vince, I wanted to ask you, if you were in the mood to go to Arizona to see non-Dodger players, give me a few guys on your list of guys who you would be excited to go see in Arizona.
Yeah, well, I mean, for sure, a guy that we want on the Dodgers that hasn't happened, Francisco Lindor, he's up in Goodyear. It's the Indians and Reds there. And Goodyear's nice, not one of the best stadiums, but it's a nice stadium, and I went there last year specifically to see Puig. So who knows if Puig signs anywhere, and I go to spring training, and if he's over here in Arizona, I'll definitely go watch him. Right there with the White Sox, you got Grandal back and all their other young guys, young talent that they have. I don't really like the Angels, but, I mean, Mike Trout and Ohtani are very special. And, you know, if you want to go Boo Rendon for Hollywood lifestyle comments, you might as well, you could do that if you want. Nobody on the Giants I want to see. Yeah, so there's a lot of teams, a lot of players that you can go see. And, it's just a different experience. It's kind of like watching them in college or even high school, depending how big your high school is in the baseball, just with how close you are. And especially if you go to the workouts in the morning and, you know, I'm not an autograph person, but there are a lot of autograph people out there, and you never know, you might get lucky if you get there at the right time and in the right spot.
Yeah, especially if you have kids. The players generally gravitate more to the kids for the autographs, which is, I think, how it should be. So it's a great place to take your kids if you want to go to spring training. So if you are thinking about going, plan your spring training getaway at the website visitarizona.com/springtraining. That's visitarizona.com/springtraining. And also, if you've been a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know that Locked On Dodgers is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Dodger fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Dodger fans and a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcasts.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help you, your team, achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcasts.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. And keep it Locked On Dodgers. Okay, Vince, it's time for our obscure former Dodger of the day. You ready for this?
Oof, I'm ready.
I'm going to do something we've never done before.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to do two obscure former Dodgers in one day.
Wow.
One of them is named Michael J. Ramsey. The other one is named Michael J. Ramsey. One of them wore number 37 for the Dodgers in 1985. The other one wore number 37 for the Dodgers in 1987. One of them went to Roswell High School in Roswell, Georgia. The other one, believe it or not, went to Roswell High School in Roswell, Georgia. Mike Ramsey and Mike Ramsey, the only two players in baseball history named Mike Ramsey, both of them, Michael James Ramsey and Michael Jeffrey Ramsey, both of them played for the Dodgers. Both of them wore number 37. Both of them went to Roswell High School in Roswell, Georgia. They are not related. If you look at them, you can tell they're not related. There would have to be probably an adoption of some sort if they were related, racially speaking. They are, in my family, they've always been known as White Mike Ramsey and Black Mike Ramsey. And they, yeah, it's crazy to me that I just learned today when I was getting ready to do my obscure former Dodger, I just learned that they both went to Roswell High School in Roswell, Georgia. They're 6 years apart in age, so they didn't play in high school together, but blows my mind. And neither of them was any good. Mike Ramsey, the infielder, White Mike Ramsey, as we call him, he played seven seasons, and just the last nine games of his career came with the Dodgers. He did manage to wear two different uniform numbers in those nine games somehow. But yeah, he batted 133 in 17 plate appearances for the 1985 Dodgers, and then his career was done. And then Black Mike Ramsey made his debut. He actually made the opening day starting lineup as a rookie in 1987, and he was basically the Dodgers starting center fielder for the first month and a half of the season. And then he was batting 232 with a 583 OPS, and they sent him back to the minors, and he wasn't back till mid-September, and he never got another plate appearance. He appeared in, 11 games in September, came in as a pinch runner in almost all of them, defensive replacement in the other ones, didn't get another plate appearance, but did score three runs in that last couple weeks. And then his career was over. He just played in 1987. So those are your obscure former Dodgers of the day, White Mike Ramsey and Black Mike Ramsey. You have any thoughts on the Mike Ramseys?
No, we haven't talked about them since we moved to the new podcast, so I almost forgot about them.
Yeah.
So they were once again obscure.
Yeah, yeah. So obscure that even though they're one of my favorite talking points, you still managed to forget about them. So. All right, so now let's talk about some actual, maybe in air quotes, Dodger news. The LA City Council voted unanimously 15-0 on a resolution to, I don't remember the wording, but basically to tell Major League Baseball to declare the Dodgers the winners of the 2017 and 2018 World Series. They want the Dodgers to retroactively be crowned the champions. No word on whether they want to hold parades for those World Series championships or whether they would be two separate parades if they would lump them together. It would probably be easier for the four people interested in going to that parade if they lumped them together so that those four people only have to take one afternoon off work. I think it's kind of ridiculous, Vince. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm right on board there with you. I don't think there's, and not, maybe a little bit surprisingly so, I don't think there's been call for this for anyone other than the LA City Council, and I don't know why they think it's right. I know a lot of people, I tweeted about it earlier, and a lot of people are responding, it's a money-based move. I don't know where they'd get money from if this did happen. I'm not sure the Dodgers would embrace it if it did happen. I would hope they wouldn't. And, you know, other than everyone knows about the LA City Council now, but I don't think it's in the right way. I guess good all publicity is good publicity, but yeah, they definitely didn't win over any Dodger fans, and they've done a lot of good stuff before with the Dodgers, you know, Justin Turner Day and some other stuff that they've done, but this one missed the mark for me.
Yeah, I put out a poll on Twitter because, you know, I knew how I felt, but I've never lived in L.A., you know, for one thing, and, you know, I know that my opinion isn't always indicative of the opinion at large, so I put out a poll just asking. I said, poll for Dodger fans only. Please don't vote if you're not a Dodger fan. Do you think the Dodgers should be declared the 2017 and 2018 World Series champs? And as of this moment that we're recording at 9:49 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, there have been 3,071 votes, and 83% of you say no. You agree with me and Vince. 17% think the Dodgers should be. I've only gotten two angry replies from people. Both of them were people who voted yes and said people who voted no are morons. Actually, one person said people who voted no are morons, and the other person said people who voted no are idiot, singular. So take that for what it's worth, if you know. But yeah, it seems like we talked about it before. The benefit, like the beauty of winning a World Series championship is celebrating on the field, your fans celebrating in the stands, having a parade, celebrating at the parade, all those things that you're never going to get those things back. We can be mad at the Astros for stealing the Dodgers' chance to win it, but even if you could know for sure that the Dodgers would have won the World Series if the Astros hadn't cheated, which we can't even know that for sure because, you know, the Astros beat the Red Sox in the ALDS and they beat the Yankees in the ALCS. So Red Sox and Yankees, who knows what would happen there? But even if you could know for sure the Dodgers would have won it, it still would be an empty gesture that doesn't mean anything. And I have a hard time seeing the Dodgers, you know, adding 2017 to their list of World Series championships on their, you know, Dodgers World Series champion t-shirts and stuff that have all the years listed. It just, I don't understand it. I have a hard time understanding why anybody would like this idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, just for those out there, this is just them somehow requesting the MLB to do this. Obviously the MLB is not going to do this. So in the end, it doesn't really matter anyways, but yeah, I just don't see what benefit the LA City Council got from it and doing this. And I remember when they first said that they were going to vote on it, and Gil Cedillo, one of the council members, he said that he doesn't need publicity. This is not for publicity, but I can't see any reason that it's not for publicity.
Yeah, I had one person tell me on Twitter that basically the I don't know what the word is, not pessimistic, but the cynical view that basically the city council member saw this as a way to pander to the voters and maybe gain a couple votes without risking losing any. And I just don't really agree with that because I feel like there's a lot of Dodger fans who are embarrassed by the LA City Council by this, that, you know, it makes Dodger fans look like out of touch whiners.
Yeah.
And I hate anything that gives Astros fans any legitimate criticism, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the worst part about it is that, you know, all the headlines from the major accounts and the major sports media publishers are, you know, LA City Council asked for the Dodgers to be awarded the World Series. And, you know, for most people that either maybe aren't on social media or, you know, I'm sure the Facebook headlines are the same and just as bad. And it makes it seem like this is what Dodger fans want, when in actuality, it's really not what any of us want. The small minority that may want this is maybe 5 to 10% at most.
Yeah.
Like in the greater whole.
Yep. Yeah, it's silly. If I lived in LA, I would definitely think twice before ever voting for any of these city council people again, because it seems pretty out of touch with the desires of their constituency. So, but I'm kind of used to that with all politicians. I can't, I'm not a big fan of politicians in general. So, who knows if it would actually change my view that much. If I lived in LA, I might already dislike all of these council people. So.
Yeah. This is one time where I can 100% support, keep publicity or keep politics out of sports.
Yep. Stick to politics, city council. Leave sports to the people who know what they're talking about. All right, Vince, you have any final words for today's episode?
No. Oh, it's funny that, I mean, we've talked about the Astros a lot, but that's just how it is. Astros team owner said that players will apologize for the sign stealing scandal at spring training. So I definitely look forward to that. And in case it wasn't funny enough, all this wasn't, you know, bad enough, the Astros cleaned up at the Houston Sports Awards today. Jim Crane got Executive of the Year, and then Athlete of the Year was Alex Bregman, and Moment of the Year was Altuve's walk-off home run. So it's just kind of funny how just funny. It's ironic, I guess. And it,
good timing.
It brought me joy.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine that Jeff Luhnow wasn't originally the winner of the Executive of the Year, and then they had to scramble and just say, all right, give it to the owner instead of the GM, because I can't think of anything Jim... The only good thing Jim Crane has done this year has been fire A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. So, and doesn't seem like they were taking that into account if they still voted for the cheaters on the other awards. So, Yeah, I will be interested to see what the Astros' apology looks like. Crane said that they're going to gather together at spring training and you know, come up with an apology, basically, which is kind of funny, as if they don't all have, you know, cell phones and text messaging. I think you could probably come up with a message without having to be in the same room, but it's almost as if they're just buying time because they don't know what to say.
Yeah, and as the owner, I just don't get how they don't, you know, how they sent out Bregman and Altuve the other day without this already having been prepared. Either you don't send them out or you don't give them to the media. Like, it's just, the Astros have handled it just wrong almost every step of the way.
Even have Bregman say, we're going to address that in spring training.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway. All right, well, thank you all for listening to Lock On Dodgers. We appreciate it. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. If you have Apple Podcasts, even if you don't use it, please subscribe there because it helps other people find us. Please tell your friends who are Dodger fans. Rate and review us on iTunes, all those things. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Samperio. I'm on Twitter at Snydog. Our email address is lockedondodgers@gmail.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text, the number is 323-863-LOCK. That's 323-863-5625. By the way, Black Mike Ramsey also wore number 56, along with Adam Kolarik, just so you know. We are here every weekday morning, and we hope you will be too. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all hard. All heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye!